when I'm down. Got my head in the clouds and my feet on the ground. I got big dreams.
Yeah, we got big dreams here at the Genius Lab. Welcome. Thank you for listening to our podcast. It's good to have you here. We're all about helping you realize your dreams and realizing your greatness and stepping into the best you can possibly be. And this year, I mentioned back a few months ago, God, I can't believe it's April already, you know, that we're going to focus on the elements this year. This year is a mineral year in the Dagara tradition, which is a West African tribe that I've been following for the last 30 plus years and have found their cosmology to be quite helpful. And so that's what I do and how I roll. So I hope that going through this will help explain a little bit of how we can practically apply this ancient wisdom to our own lives in our modern day. And I've said over and over again that 2024 ends in the number four. The number four is associated with mineral. Mineral is the element that helps you realize your greatness, connects you to your life's purpose, and helps you create the story that you desire. And each month within that influences that mineralness. And we talked about in the month one, which is water, about a healing story and creating the healing that we need to move forward. In the second month, February, we talked about fire, inspiration, passion, and clear vision, and bringing that to our story and clearing out the clutter, the junk that doesn't serve us anymore, or the things that put out our fire, the things that blur our passion. And then in month three, January and March, we talked about magic and transformation, the power of nature, and how sometimes it's difficult to, in a linear fashion, create a new story or shift your story. But by the use of nature in a month that ends in either a three or an eight, so don't worry, you'll get another shot at it, we can engage the power of magic, which defies logic and brings us, you know, wakes up your superpowers. And of course, one way to find out your own special sauce is to get a five element power reading. If you go to my website, tobychristensen.com, you'll see the power reading. And it's really cool because it basically looks at your elemental construct. What are you made of? And what degrees of volume do you have certain elements? And you have one element, which is your birth year, which is like your foundational element. And then you have, based on your name, you have a certain amount of all the other elements. And it can be quite fascinating. I remember when I first did mine, I thought, wow, here I thought I was so ADD and wasn't getting anything done and didn't have the capacity to organize. And I saw this mineral and I'm like, wow, I can really do this. And I have sometimes fought with creating abundance to the level that I wanted to. And I had all this earth and it was a reminder that it's there. And all this I have to do is utilize it and things can happen. Now, let's get into April, where we are right now. April is the fourth month of the year, so of course, just like the year 2024, it ends in a four. It's a mineral month in a mineral year. And what that means is this is an amazingly powerful time to map out your desired story, okay? Remember, mineral is helping you to realize your greatness, connect to your life's purpose, and create your desired story. Okay, so this is a perfect time. April is a perfect time to take your inventory. Okay, to think about who it is that you want to become, what in your life needs to go, you know, what aspects of your life are draining your life force energy. What aspects are bringing you down? Who is in your life that is not congruent with who you want to be? Okay, and then who? But also who in your life reflects your greatness back to you? Okay, those are something to really think about in this month of April, because there's a certain element of power certain, no pun intended there, that will help you give you that extra power to shift your story away from the things that no longer serve you and towards your desired outcome or your desired story. So you want to look at who you're associating with. I'm of the school that believes that if you're hitting above your weight, you're in the right place. You want people who are better than you at things. You want people to who inspire you and who can help you get to a greater place, and in turn you can inspire them and help them get to a greater place as well. And my buddy CJ, who's my partner with Hear the Hope and Hear the Hope Heroes, he's much better at mixing and mastering than I in terms of music production. And every single time we do a project or every single time I talk to him, I learn so much. And I'm like, wow, man, I really appreciate him hanging on to me. I'm sure there's something I do for him. But he teaches me so much and how to be better. And then he also teaches me that I'm better than I think I am. I was handing over a project to him and I said, oh, dude, I can't do this. I can't take it to the next level. And he's like, yes, of course you can. And I'm like, well, I've only got headphones and these shitty monitors for right now because I'm in a mobile, all my good stuff's packed away until I find a place to live. And he's like, Toby, you're better than you think you are. Trust me. And then he gave me some tips and cut me loose, and he was right. I did take it to the next level. And so surround yourself with people who are better than you and who inspire you and can teach you, and that's really important. And then there's people that suck your energy. I have an old client that is in utter victim mode, and I don't hear from her for years, and then all of a sudden she comes on, you know, well, blah, you did this and you did that and you should have helped me here and you should have done this for free, and on and on and on. And I'm like, those are not the people I want in my life. I'm like, honey, if you didn't want it, you wouldn't have bought it, and you knew exactly what you were getting up front. And if you don't do the work's not going to work. So anyway, that's gotta be a, what do they have? The trapdoor button. So look at who's in your life that inspires you. Look at who's in your life that drains you, and who is congruent with who you are and who is not congruent, and start thinning the herd. Okay. And then think about this. What habits have you created that, that support you, you know, that support your desired outcome? And what are the habits that are not serving you? I had a fitness goal and I was doing all this exercise and I was eating right and I was doing all this thing. I'm like, God, I'm just not losing the weight that I wanted to lose. My buddy goes, yeah, you enjoy a cocktail now and then, don't you? And I said, yeah, a couple here and there. And he said, how often? And I won't get into the details, but basically I was enjoying my cocktails quite a bit too much. You know, I wasn't getting plowed every night, but when you add up, let's say you have two drinks a day for 6 days a week and, you know, times 300 calories, I mean, holy criminy, talk about wasted freaking calories. And I really had to look at, is the enjoyment of those, because I always used to drink a martini with my dad, and so there's a kind of a fondness to that. Is that enjoyment, does it have to be every day? And of course, no, it doesn't. And what is the upside of doing it? Well, it's relaxing and it tastes good and I have a lot of fond memories from it. And then what is the unhelpful aspect of it? And it's like, dude, you're carrying an extra 10 pounds that you want to get rid of that you could lose easily. I remember a buddy of mine, we were talking and he goes, whenever I'm feeling overweight, he said, all I do is quit drinking for a month and I lose, the weight just sheds. It's so fast, so easy. He said, it's the worst possible thing you can consume other than maybe, you know, cake and ice cream, you know, anything sugar is just like detrimental to your well-being. So anyway, bottom line is knock out the, you know, create a different model. You know, what I like to do is I go completely alcohol free for a month. And then when I reestablish on, I pick a day, like Thursday, I do Thursday happy hour. And so Thursday will be my night where I can have my two cocktails. And I'm having two a week instead of two a day. And oh my God, what a difference it makes. So it helps my sleep. So anyway, I'm rambling. But basically, you know, what are the habits that you've created? How much TV do you watch? This is another thing that I can tell on myself is, you know, I got into a habit of enjoying the Netflix, you know, action adventure movies or series. And sometimes I get low on energy. So instead of doing some meditation or stretching or a little bit of exercise to get my juice back up, I'll sit in front of the TV and just go, well, I guess I'm done for the night. And then I don't get everything done that I want in the day. And then I feel bad and blah, 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 blah. So what are the habits that you've created that you want to undo? And what do you need more of? Meditation, exercise, play, reading, social time, you know, these are all good things. What do you need less of? TV, sweets, snacks, isolation, alcohol. That's what I wrote down. And then take the time to visualize what you want your life to be. From the time you wake up in the morning until the time you go to bed, how do you want your life to be? How do you want to feel when you wake up? Do you want to be groggy? Do you want to have a foggy head because you had too much to drink? Or do you want to have a big old fat swollen belly because you had too many bonbons or bucket of ice cream or whatever? You know, how do you want to feel? I want to feel vibrant. I want to feel excited for the day. You know, jump up. First thing I do is do my meditation. Or first thing I do is get my coffee. Second thing I do is my meditation. Third thing I do is I get out and I walk 5 miles. And then after I do my 5 miles, I do a 15-minute HIIT workout, which is a high-intensity workout. And then I do 100 ab exercises, 50 push-ups, and 15 minutes of stretching. And then I'm ready to start my day. And I'll tell you, since I have started to do that, and April is a great month to get it started for some new habits, ever since I've been doing that, everything has changed. I sleep better. I feel better. I'm getting to the kind of body that I like to look at in the mirror when I walk by the mirror, and I just overall just feel better, and then I start to attract better things. So this month, we have five Tuesdays in April, so I'm going to be doing 5 podcasts on this. But today I wanted to just give you a general overview. Tomorrow we're going to talk about, or next week, we're going to talk about realizing your greatness and some ways that can help you do that. And I would encourage everyone, if you're going to follow this series, get a power chart done. It's really, really, it'll really help to wake you up to the powers that you have. And especially for this month, it will be profound in terms of giving you the material that you have to create the story you desire. So I appreciate you listening. Have fun. Step into your greatness. And by all means, keep looking